You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Currently, 19 out of 38 OECD countries use incineration as a form of waste management, with the process leading to a range of negative impacts such as air pollution, CO2 emissions, and respiratory illnesses. Aotearoa has luckily remained incinerator-free. However, calls have been made by some activists to strengthen New Zealand's legislation to ensure that incineration facilities are not opened up here in Aotearoa. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Sue Kotz from Zero Waste Aotearoa to discuss a petition calling on the government to keep New Zealand incinerator-free.
To begin, can you tell us about your petition and your calls to the government?
Okay, so at the moment we've got a lot of companies putting up proposals to build big incinerators to burn our rubbish in New Zealand. That's something that we don't support. We really don't see incineration as any better than landfilling. They're both disposal strategies, and that's not the solutions that we need to be putting in place for our country. What we really need to be thinking about is how we can reduce the amount of extraction, reduce the amount of environmental damage, reduce the amount of greenhouse gas emissions at the top of the supply chain. And that's really where all the answers are. So what we're doing is we're fighting against the incinerator proposals wherever they are coming up around the country. There's a big one, being planned for Te Awamutu, and that's it's been going through the consent process, and next week it'll be going to a board of inquiry who are going to really think about the core issues and make a bit of a call about whether it can go ahead. It's a real crunch move for real crunch point for New Zealand. It's the first time we really had this big public assessment of whether or not these proposals are a good idea, and so you've got the company will be going along making its pitch, and then we'll have Zero Waste Network and the Environmental Defence Society have got a joint case to oppose the incinerator. So that's really what's happening in that sort of practical side of it. What we've done is we've put out our petition saying, if you really think that incinerators are not a good next step for New Zealand, then it'd be great to have people signing up on the petition. And the petition really just has a high-level explanation of why we think incinerators aren't a good idea, why we think there's a lot of better ways we could solve our waste problems. And you can find the petition either on Action Station, or you can go to incineratorfree.nz and you can find a link to get through the petition from there.
So why is it important for the government to eliminate the use of incinerators as a form of waste management?
Well, basically, if you think about incineration or burying rubbish, either we've got a couple of options for disposal, we can burn it or bury it. Neither of those are a good idea. We really need to be going upstream. We need to really be thinking about what we're buying, what we're using, what we're making as a society. And the best options are to change business models and to change the kinds of products that we're bringing into our economy so that we need to extract less raw materials, use less greenhouse gas emissions at the front end, and especially if we can make things which are more durable, keep them going for longer, keep them in use for longer, then that means that we don't need to pull so much out of our environment into our economy. If we keep on using, buying, using things, throwing them away, that real linear disposal kind of model, then we just have to keep going back to the environment and drawing down another lot of stuff to use in the next round. And it really is, we can see from with all the different indicators that you look at, there's an indicator which says how circular is the global economy. It's something like 7%. So that means, it's 93% linear. 93% of the stuff we pull out of the environment just kind of goes straight through and out the other end. And if we look at all of the different impacts that we're having, whether it's things like chemicals going out into the environment through products, whether it's greenhouse gas emissions, whether it's land use change in order to be able to, from mining or different forms of extractive farming or those kinds of things, then it's really important that we tackle those things at the top rather than, go to the bottom of the cliff and put them into a different place. If you think about a big incinerator, it has a lot of negative side effects. It basically pumps out greenhouse gas emissions. If you're burning plastic, that's just the same thing as burning fossil fuel, so you end up with a lot of CO2 emissions. you end up with a lot of toxins. You know, if you think about all of the products we have in modern economy now, they're full of chemicals. So when you burn them, you end up with a lot of dioxins and a lot of other chemicals, a lot of heavy metals as well, which we know are really harmful to humans, and they're also harmful to agriculture and horticulture industry. And then, you know, one of the things that you see people doing a lot is they say, oh, this is a waste-to-energy plant, so obviously that's a good thing. And what we notice with waste-to-energy sort of label is it's really a big greenwash story. It's a way of, you know, when you're burning rubbish, you have to burn an awful lot of rubbish to get a little bit of energy out the other side. And really, if we're interested in getting it, I mean, none of that's renewable because you're really burning plastics and other things like that to be able to generate the energy. We'd be better off to invest in wind or solar, or you'd put our money into those much more positive solutions.
Alongside the health and environmental impacts of incinerator usage, is it economically viable to operate incinerators?
Well, not really. One of the interesting things when the companies are making their sales pitches, they'll often say, oh, we're going to bring all this money to your community. We're going to, you know, build this massive big plant. We're going to invest, you know, $500-700 million. And it sounds like they're doing you a real favour. You know, we're going to create a few jobs. What actually it means is that over the next 30 years, your community is going to pay back the cost of that incinerator and every dollar it costs to run through a ton of rubbish. So you're really just, these companies are looking for a long-term revenue stream from a community. And the problem with them is that if you get locked into a disposal system and you don't have good reuse or recycling or prevention things going on to give you alternatives, then your community just gets locked into paying a big bill to these guys year on year. And what we see in some of the communities in Europe, they're saying, we don't want to send our stuff to the incinerator anymore. We really want to do recycling, and we really want to get more material out and compost it. We want to, you know, we want to send less. And the long-term contracts they have with these companies mean that they can't get out. They have to keep on paying. They have to keep sending their material there. Otherwise, they face really big penalties.
Are there any other examples of legislation in other countries regarding incinerator usage that should be implemented here in Aotearoa?
Well, there's lots of people are thinking about how to deal with the situation that they've got in Europe, where a lot of countries did go to incinerators in the 2000s. They thought it would be better than landfill, but what they've discovered is that it really means that they can't meet their, now that greenhouse gas emissions and emissions reduction targets are a big thing, they've realised countries like Denmark are going, oh, crikey, now we can't meet our emissions targets because we're burning all this plastic, pumping out all this carbon, and that's problematic for us. So what they've got is managed retreat, so they're starting to shut down their incinerators, they're starting to move away from it. And we're seeing there's been a lot of work on Green New Deal and the new kind of economy work done in Europe especially through COVID time, when people are thinking, oh, this is our opportunity to have a reset. And there's been just a set of rules for governing sustainable investment. And then those rules, they've said, well, incinerator is not a thing that you could call a sustainable investment. It's something which actively harms shift to recycling or reuse or repair, and it really works against any move towards a circular economy. So in Europe, you know, that's what they've been saying, that they've got a set of rules that say that investing in incineration is no longer something that public funds should be going towards. So the big funds that they've been putting in place to shift their economy into a more sustainable or more circular model, none of that can be spent on incineration. We're seeing some of the smaller countries, Wales, Scotland, those kinds of places, wanting to put a ban or a moratorium on incineration. They're saying, if we're going to invest in the future, we really want to invest in a clean future that's got, you know, positive outcomes. We want to invest at what we would say is the top of the waste hierarchy, which is prevention, reuse, recycling, repair, all the things that mean we can keep resources circulating rather than burn or bury them and have to go back looking for more.
Lastly, just to reiterate, what are the best alternatives to incinerator usage for waste management?
Well, basically, you know, a lot of people are doing it already, starting to think about slow fashion. You know, how can you have a few cool things you truly love and you really enjoy wearing rather than tapping into the whole I've got to have something new every week model? You know, thinking about how can you be reusing things that you have by repairing them, you know, like get your electronic gadgets fixed. Can you keep your phone for three or four years rather than get a new one every year. So the longer you can keep something in circulation, the fewer of them we need to make. And that really has a big, it's a big win for the environment, because when we go back looking for more rare earths or those types of some of the metals that we're using in our electronics nowadays, get your tablet, make your tablet or your phone, you know, we're really destroying a lot of environmental, you know, destroying a lot of biodiversity and other environment, you know, ecosystem damage, and also the geopolitics of a lot of the places where we've got these kinds of metals which are rare. You can see it with Ukraine, you can see it with parts of Africa, where they become places that there's a lot of colonization and people wanting to be able to get access to those resources, and so they become very ruthless, and that's not good for the people who live there.
And that was Sue Kutz from Zero Waste Aotearoa talking to us about a petition calling on the government to keep New Zealand incinerator-free. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Keep Aotearoa Incinerator-Free. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.